3BA's Big Show. With you at home and at work. On 3BA. More Ballarat.
And with the Big Show Entertainment Report, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Morning to you, Jaden.
G'day, PT.
How are you going?
Not too bad. We're slowly getting there after a four-day week. It seems to have been longer than that, but getting there.
Yeah. I'm about to go on holiday, so I can't wait for today to finish. Let's start with some bad news for the production company behind the TV show Neighbours, allegations of racism.
Yes, obviously a big story that broke earlier in the week on Tuesday when an actress who was doing a guest spot on Neighbours by the name of Sharina Clanton, an Indigenous actress, came forward with some very shocking, at the time, allegations of racism, particularly focusing on use of the N-word on the set and behind the scenes in the green room. It has become apparent since Tuesday that may have not actually been in a discriminatory or an offensive fashion, that it may have just been in conversation between two other people that was said in her presence, and she has taken offence to that, as is absolutely her right to do so if she feels that she has been offended by that. But Neighbours, the production company behind that show, has now launched a formal review into all of the practices, the culture and the behaviour on that particular show, not necessarily investigating her claims, but they will be investigating the culture and behaviour on the set. Interestingly, the production company still hasn't actually denied any of her claims. And in fact, on Tuesday when this story broke, they really didn't even condone the behaviour at all, even though, you know, obviously we knew it was only allegations at that stage. Mm. That took about a day and a half for them to change their language and to really come out and say that anything along these lines will not be tolerated. Everybody should have the right to feel safe in their workplace. And that's absolutely right. I think it would have been better for them to come out and use that language on Tuesday, but what is done is done. That investigation will get underway now and an outcome will come at a later date.
Yeah, Piers Morgan, no stranger to giving it to the Royals, has now challenged Harry and Meghan to join him for an interview. Seriously, come on.
Pigs might fly, I think. But yes, he has challenged them to an interview with him. He's on the publicity trail at the moment promoting the new release of his book, which coincidentally is about what he calls the woke brigade and cancel culture. And in an interview with the Gossip Show in America Extra, he came out and said, look, come and do an interview with me, the same length as what you did with Oprah, but I'll ask you some very serious questions. One of them questions being, why, if you hate the royal family so much, do you continue to use your royal titles, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex? And I think for members of the royal family, that's a pretty reasonable request, isn't it?
I would have thought.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I don't think it'll happen. I'm on your side of the fence on this one, but Piers needs a bit of publicity, so why not offer up that? No stranger to publicity is Australia's own Sam Newman. He's become the latest victim of cancel culture.
He has. He was just set to do a series of shows, a dinner and then after dinner show in Adelaide, various parts of Adelaide in the coming weeks. And over the weekend, at the start of this week, a pub in Adelaide where he was set to appear, in South Australia, sorry, where he was set to appear, actually cancelled one of his shows after some locals arced up over fears that he might say or do something controversial. And now Sam has gone and decided that he's actually going to pull the plug on all of those shows. But look, I don't think it will really hurt his bank balance very much. He'll go on to do another thing, sure enough.
Yeah. And to wrap up this morning, Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, and quite apt that we talk about this because one of the original members of Young Talent Time, remember a bloke by the name of Jamie Redfern?
No, I don't.
Well, he was one of the original cast members on Young Talent Time. He turned 64 today, and the cast of Young Talent Time reuniting to celebrate a big milestone, Jaden.
They are, yes, 50 years. The 24th of April, the show will turn 50, and along with a concert that they're doing in Adelaide as part of the Cabaret Festival in June, they're going to be filming a two-hour special on the 1st of May, but Unfortunately, I think it's a really, really big shame, this too, that the TV networks haven't picked this up. Apparently, there were two TV networks that were in discussions for this particular special, but in the end have said no to Johnny Young and all of them cast members. But on the 1st of May, they will be doing this two-hour special, which you can pay to watch on this streaming service called Epicenter TV. And it's not really cheap. It'll set you back nearly $15 to watch that particular two-hour special. But all of the gang are getting back together, some very fantastic and very high-profile guests to join them as well. So it should be a lot of fun.
Be interesting to see whether Jamie is on that particular TV special. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane, as always, a great pleasure to have you on the show with the Entertainment Report. I'm off on annual leave, so I'll catch you in a fortnight.
Have fun.